When George Pullman opened his factory town for railcar manufacturing in 1880, he couldn't imagine it would mean many things.
It's urban planning, it's labor history, it's architecture, it's transportation history, it's industrial history.
That's Mike Wagenbach, site superintendent for the Pullman Historic District. Pullman envisioned a utopian town for his workers, but Wagenbach says that changed in 1893 when recession hit the country and Pullman reacted.
He cut wages and he cut jobs. However, he did not reduce the rents that were charged to the workers here in Pullman.
When Pullman would negotiate with workers, a strike hit, spreading nationwide, finally ending in 1894. In his speech making Pullman a national monument, President Obama picked up the story.
6 days after the strike ended, an act of Congress established Labor Day.
Labor is the subject of tomorrow's report.
The idea they had sparked, the idea of organizing and collectively bargaining, couldn't be silenced.
Pullman made the passenger cars and leased them to the railroads. The porters serving the passengers also worked for Pullman. Some were freed slaves early on, and Pullman site superintendent Mike Wagenbach says this was true opportunity.
Well, it wasn't a perfect condition. They were good jobs.
20-hour days were typical, and in 1937, they formed America's first African-American labor union, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters, something President Obama called a basis for the civil rights movement.
It was those porters who helped lead the Montgomery bus boycott of the March on Washington.
Leading them was organizer A. Philip Randolph, essential to that march.
Who was the first to speak at that march on Washington.
And one porter was a great-grandfather to someone very close to the president.
Today, she's the First Lady of the United States of America, Michelle Obama.
Tomorrow, we'll look at the force behind Pullman becoming a national monument, its residents.
They put skin in the game.
If you talk with Pullman residents like Dee Smith, you'll make a new friend almost immediately.
What's interesting about this neighborhood is it's more like a community of people who really look after each other.
Mike Szymanski, head of the Historic Pullman Foundation, has lived there since 1967.
We have people that were born here and that are now in their 70s, 80s, 90s.
Some are descendants of Pullman employees. They pushed for Pullman's recognition starting well over 50 years ago. President Obama got to know Pullman well working there as a community organizer.
This is the neighborhood where I made lifelong friends. This is the area where I became a man.
And National Park Service Director John Jarvis says the Pullman residents are essential to the whole story.
The porters, the labor story, and the rise of the African-American middle class, as well as the roots of the civil rights movement.
That's the story of this place, that together we can do great things that we cannot accomplish alone.
And Pullman's journey continues.